Amen. OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. In my concrete cave here, in these headquarters here in parts unknown, and I am broadcasting today to you live, and the reason I am doing it is because hell is burning hot still. And it continues to burn hot, and it's fumes. It's fumes. It's sulfur smells. It's the spirits of damnation are everywhere in this world. And the attack is great. The attack is powerful. And Satan is not going to stop. He is not going to stop his attack. And God's people need to wake up and realize they're in a war. I preached a message on, let me go over here, on Wednesday night. And I talked about Christ's ascension over Satan. And I talked about this when I talked about the power above all powers. And I'll put that on YouTube sometime here soon. But anyway, that sermon there is dealing with Christ's power and authority over all the principalities and powers of this world and in this life. And that we're to preach the word and we're to have our armor on and we're to go out and we're to battle. We're to war. We're to make war. There's already a war. We're already at war. If you're a Christian, if you're born again by the Spirit of God, you're already in the war. You're already at war. Like I told our guys, when we take our Bibles and we go out and we preach, we're already at war. We are defying Satan's kingdom. We are defying the kingdom of Antichrist. That's what we're doing. Just standing up and preaching, opening our Bibles and preaching the Word of God. Because the church, the local New Testament church, is the manifold wisdom of God. That's what it is. So there's a war out there going on, and I'm telling you what, I'm going to say this again to you, and I'm going to be very specific. They are coming for children. The attack is on children. They're not even hiding, well, they're sort of hiding it, but they're shading it a little bit. But they don't even want to hide it. They don't even care to hide it. They don't even have to because there's so many perverts in this stinking world. And I'll tell you something. I'm going to go off today. And if I get kicked off of YouTube, keep watching the stream over on Rumble. Or keep watching it on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Because I may likely get kicked off of this Fruit Loop tube. But they're not pulling any punches, so why should I? We got so many pastors out there that want to look professional. Man, they got to look professional. You won't see them standing outside of a Christian drag show. You won't see them opposing that evil directly. They're going to hide. They're not even going to talk about it. Fuck, they'll get kicked off of YouTube or kicked off of anywhere. They're not going to talk about it. Somebody needs to make some noise about it. Somebody needs to get upset about it. Somebody needs to get excited about something. So here, we are going to expose the works of darkness, but that's not all this ministry does. This isn't a gotcha ministry. This isn't a, an Illuminati blood sacrifice exposed goofball ministry. You know what this is? It is a ministry of the local New Testament church. So I'm not only going to do that, I'm not only going to expose the wicked works of darkness and reprove them, but on Sunday, I'm going to start preaching on children directly. And I've got probably four messages right now dealing with raising children. Because our children need to understand what they're coming up against. They also need to have some bedrock principles in them that Satan does not move them and some deceptive fool doesn't come along and take them in their foolishness and deceive them and talk them out of everything their parents taught them. So you pray for us as we look at doing that. I'm going to be preaching that all month this month. So during Pride Month here on my broadcast, I'm going to nail these fools. But then on Sundays, I'm going to preach and teach about not raising a fool, about not being a fool, about raising our children right for Christ and guiding them, and parents not being fools and not raising a fool. Because we need all the help we can get. And Proverbs has the answers in there. God has those answers for us in the book of Proverbs. You know, I was going to talk about these, the whole transgender Bud Light thing, but it really does. It didn't grate on me as much as this did. This grated on me. This made me mad. It made me angry. It definitely made me angry. To see what they're doing, to see what the game is. So we're gonna look at that today. I know it, Fabian. I know I'm being mean. One of my pastors a long time ago told me, at the top of every business or home or family or church or whatever the case may be, there's got to be a mean old man that just says no. And by God's grace, I'm just going to be that mean old man that just says no. A mean old man that will not budge. When it comes to these things. Like I talked about on Wednesday's broadcast, they want to fundamentally change every single foundation. They want to uproot all of them. That's what they want to do. So I intend to be a thorn in the devil's side when it comes to that. And preach the word and be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they'll be turned unto fables. Way it is. And I'll tell you what, when you preach these things straight like this, you ain't going to have 75,000 views on YouTube. They're going to bury that as best they can. And if they don't bury it, there's going to be a lot of people that don't want to hear it. Would to God that a number of pastors would listen. I'm not downing pastors. What I'm telling you is if they would get a tenth excited about something, if they would realize what's going on outside of the four doors of their church building. And get some zeal against these things and for the truth. None of us are perfect. We all have our flaws. We all have to repent. We all have to get things right with God. We're all flawed creatures. Those men are a lot better men than me in a number of ways. But in this case, I believe God raised me up just to be an annoying voice to them, just to keep drip, drip, dripping away. Yeah, when pastors tell you to focus on soul winning, it's usually because they're from a Hiles church. That's the background they come from. I heard it. It's like a mantra. Soul winning, 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 soul winning. Meanwhile, their people are living like hell, but if they're going soul winning, everything's cool. Or if they meet the church's standards. Even if they don't follow them when they don't come to the assembly. So they come to the assembly and they follow them, and then they go home, and then they're in public, and they dress like trash. The women do. Boss their husbands around. Talk bad about their husbands. Or the other way around, their husband's a pervert, and he's watching pornography or running around doing all kinds of stuff. They're watching wicked things on television and movies and everything else. That's the way it goes. Michelle, he was influenced by Jack Hiles somewhere along the way. Nobody says focus on soul winning, soul winning, soul winning, soul winning if they're not a plant of a plant of a plant of a plant of a Hiles guy. It's just how it is. I know the history. I'm not down on you here with this comment. But I'm telling you, I understand that history of fundamentalism so well. I get it. I know that Jack Hiles and Curtis Hudson single-handedly redefined the definition of repentance 50 years ago. They have a song that they should sing. Instead of Calvary covers it all, soul winning covers it all. Believe me, I know the history. Believe me, man. I've been burned by Hiles guys. I know the history. I know their mind manipulation, how they handle things and everything else. Oh, I know them. I know them like the back of my hand. Ah. But anyway. Now people still get saved there. People's lives have been changed. There's good people that have come out of that are sincere believers in Christ. They are disciples of Christ. They've been saved. They love the Lord. So, anyway. But we'll keep going, right? We're not here to critique everybody else. That's not really what we're here to do. But what we are here to do is talk about what's going on and the attack on children that is evident. And it is everywhere in society. And it is all consuming. So here it is right here. I want to show you this. Do you see what's on the front of this? What it says here? It says, leave this site safely. You can quickly leave this website by pressing the escape key 3 times or tapping 3 times quickly on mobile. Kind of like Dorothy tapped her shoes 3 times. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Right? Just like that. Well, that seems kind of weird. You would do that for, like, porn sites. If you were a pervert, you were checking out porn, you'd want to be able to get out of there quickly so your wife or somebody else didn't catch you, right? Well, this is like porn, too. Right? Look at this. What website is this? It's called GLSEN. What is it? Our Work. This is an organization. Right here. This organization is an organization. LGBTQ inclusive classroom environments. This is one that Target has partnered with. Target has given them $2 million so far. This is gay, lesbian, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Advocacy, research, policy work. Who are these people that are targeting children? Target is supporting a company that is directly targeting these children. Number one, this organization, activating supportive educators who are crucial to the creating of LGBTQ inclusive classroom environments, advocating for inclusive affirming curriculum, which not only offers support for LGBTQ students, but raises the awareness of all students, passing and implementing policy to ensure that LGBTQ students can learn and thrive in safe, inclusive, accepting. Right? Supporting student-led clubs and GSAs because student leaders are integral to creating community and pushing for change. See, these are programs that they involve children with. They go straight after the children. And they go after the children to basically recruit them. To give them the platform and to give them the ability and give them the means and resources to either transition them, support their LGBTQ efforts, or to, they literally have curriculum that indoctrinates children. That indoctrinates children into LGBTQ lifestyle and teaches teachers to adopt this curriculum. Schools to adopt this curriculum. Now, you all know that I absolutely despise the public education system. That a dog is not safe in a public school. Okay? But irregardless, this is what is going on today. This is what is going on in schools today. I'm going to read to you from this article that details what this group is doing. Specifically, K-12 children from kindergarten to 12th grade. That's what they're doing. From kindergarten to 12th grade. From the cradle to the grave. Now, I talked about this in a video last weekend when I was down in Missouri outside of a hotel. I did a truck talk, or actually it was in my van, but whatever. And the education secretary said something to the effect of, well, these children are more our children than they are the parents. I mean, we're with them. We know what they need. More than their own parents do. We know what they need. We know them better. Amen, Brother Paul. That is a blessing. Never to have your children in public education. But that education secretary, was he wrong? You shipped your children off to a government indoctrination center. Those teachers are with them 8 hours a day. Those teachers are going to act like mothers and fathers, and they're going to teach those children whatever they see is right. Right? That's what they're doing. Now, they mask it in a lot of different ways. But this is their game plan. See, Satan knows this verse too. He knows this principle. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Satan knows that verse too. Now, I'm going to get into this, and we're going to start reading the article, and I'm going to go off in a number of ways. But I want to say this before, in case my mind forgets this, and I just float off into outer space on this other garbage here, and I forget. But let me say this to you. What business does anyone have sitting down with a kindergartner, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, go up the ladder a ways, pre-puberty? What business does anyone have in speaking about sexuality, heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, pansexual? What business do they have speaking to children about such explicit things? I have 7 children. 1 on the way. 8. Already, it's a child. It's just in the womb. He's in the womb. Sorry, not it. He's in the womb. Praise the Lord. But let me say, what business? Would you have, what need would there be at those younger ages speaking to children about explicit things? Of course, the older children get, they may ask some questions. You answer them age appropriately, protecting their innocence. Guided by the scriptures. See, when I was a child, I got in trouble with that stuff because nobody was watching me. So all kinds of evil things I was exposed to at a young age. But that's not, that's because nobody was watching me. Nobody knew what I was doing. But you look at this, and this is being taught. Any type of sexualization of children like that. Shouldn't be there. Whether it's heterosexual or not. They're children. Little children, these little children. They're showing you pictures of some older 16, 15-year-old kids. No, they're making this curriculum down to kindergarten. I'm going to show you. So the point is that you have a sexualized, over-sexualized society. Where they are awakening children to these things. They are waking up things in them, creating things in them, confusing them with things. Because these children are watching, these worldly children are watching movies with fornication in them, movies with nudity in them, movies with this in them, movies with that in them, all kind of songs singing about fornication. There's songs. Children watching Disney that shows relationships at like 6 years old. One thing, I can't even barely read it to you, and I'm going to try to read it as best I can, but I'm going to put a parental discretion advised. Okay? But, so I'm going to try to read. It's so bad, I'd never read anything near that from my pulpit. I probably won't even read it. I'll look at it and try to G-rate it as best I can to give you the idea, but not specifics. But this is stuff that Target is supporting and that the GLSEN Research Institute is funding. By the way, one of the main supporters on the board of directors is J.P. Morgan's. Kabbalistic Illuminati garbage. So I'm going to read you this article. And you're going to understand who this company is. Now, what's really interesting, and let me help you out with something. If you're letting your young children have girlfriends and boyfriends, that's inappropriate. Interest in the opposite sex for Christians when it comes to it is marriage. It's the time that you're married, that you're preparing for marriage. I'm not saying when the children get older and they're in their upper teens and they may ask permission to write or something like that. You know, something like that may happen. I'm not saying that's wrong in those upper ages. You know, 18 years old or whatever when you get to that. I get it, okay? But having girlfriends and boyfriends at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, you don't need a boyfriend. You don't need a girlfriend. We don't see that boyfriends and girlfriends in the scriptures. We see women espoused to a man and married. That's what we see. That's the example in the scriptures. I'll be honest with you. When children are raised right and they're going to know each other and everything like that, and they're raised up around each other as friends and everything like that, and they know people and everything else like that, they're probably not going to have, when they reach the age of marriage, they're probably not going to have long courtships. I don't look for that. I look for a lot of our children probably married quicker than others because they're raised to be husbands and wives. I don't believe in those long courtships. Those are like torture sessions for young people. I'm not for that. I'm for vetting some things and being very careful, but it depends. You know, when you're raising them and they've been raised in the church and they've been raised faithful to God and they've been raised with those boundaries and they've been raised learning those things, there's a difference in that and two people that come to you from outside, they don't have a clue what a marriage is. They don't have a clue what it means to walk with God. They don't have a clue what it means for any of those things. That's different. That's different. So there's differences in that. I'm not saying that everyone is the same way. So, but there those boundaries make a difference. All of those things make a difference. By the way, I thought this was interesting that Target has lost $9 billion in market value. Well, let me tell you this. A lot of the failure in marriage, when those marriages fail and they end up in divorce, a lot of them is because things weren't looked at before that marriage, effectively. They weren't judged by the Word of God. Not all of them, but most of them. Anybody can turn evil. I get it. Anybody can backslide, be wrong with God, get into sin. I get it. I pray against it. God forbid that it should ever happen. But a lot of those things, I've had people contact me and tell me, well, I don't know how this happened, or, you know, I was submissive to this man and he took advantage of me. Well, okay. Come to find out, the man that they married didn't have a job, didn't have a steady income, didn't take care of anyone. Right? Took the woman for everything she had, took advantage of her, left her. But there's the other way around. So, I mean, sin happens. It does. I just saw some guys online complaining about marriage, saying marriage is just a big hoax. These are Christian people. Oh, marriage is just a hoax in the 21st century. No, it's not. I've been married 21 years. Marriage isn't a hoax. Besides eternal life through Jesus Christ, it's been the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I'm not exaggerating one bit. It's like, but some of these people, the way they go about marriage, the way they go about these things, that's the reason why. All right, here we go. Target partners with org pushing for kids' genders to be secretly changed in schools without parental consent. And by the way, if your marriage is going horrible, usually it's because both of you don't want to walk with God the way you should. You don't want to lay down selfishness and pride and arrogance and mean-spiritedness and bitterness that you have welled up in your heart. So you can't love the one you're with. You don't sacrifice for the one you're with. That's really what it is. That's what I've seen. You know, my marriage is going, or we're both Christians, and my marriage isn't good. Really? Well, maybe it's because you're not loving each other. How about that? You're not sacrificing. You're not surrendered to the Lord in your marriage, in every aspect of it. You're not happy. By the way, I'll say this to you, any Christian marriage between two saved people can be reconciled if those two saved people want to walk with God. That's just true. That's biblical. It's like any church member can, if they want to do right, can be restored and live for God and do right. Now, they may not be restored to that church in that sense. Sometimes that doesn't happen. It could. God could do anything. Target partners with org pushing for kids' genders to be secretly changed in schools without parental consent. Target Corporation says, we continue to support their mission. So Target is telling you, we support kids' genders being secretly changed in schools without their parental consent. So let me get this straight. You support, as Target, removing the privy members of children without the consent of parents. Wow. This organization, GLSEN, supports the removal and the mutilation of children's genitals. Without the parents' consent. So in other words, what you're saying is, you as a public school teacher, or you as a target corporation, are four people taking someone's children to a doctor, transitioning them without the parents' consent. I mean, to be honest with you, that's like an act of war. Right? That's an act of war. I know, Betty, I talked about that a week ago. Literally, that's like, it's like an act of war. Target Corporation is partnering with a K-12 education group for which focuses on getting districts to adopt policies that will keep parents in the dark on their child's in-school gender transition, providing sexually explicit books to schools for free. And integrating gender ideology at all levels of curriculum in public school. So in other words, basically, you send your children to a public school, GLSEN Corporation provides a curriculum that indoctrinates them into the LGBTQ or transgender ideology. And then basically your children just come to you and say, well, I want to transition. Well, wherever would they get that idea from? The curriculum that's brainwashed them. Now, I have to help you with something so you can understand this. Scripturally speaking, number one, there are only two genders. In the beginning, God made them male and female. For one. Number two, repeatable, testable, observable. Science tells us there are only two genders. So then what is GLSEN teaching in the public school? Answer? Religion. They're teaching their religion in schools. Why do you say that, Pastor Cooley? Well, here's why I say that. Because you can't prove that someone can change their sex by believing they can. Because their chromosomes don't change. Their DNA doesn't change. Well, so then they believe it by faith. This is a religion. It is a religious fable. Do you understand that? This is why it has so much power. So much influence. Here you go. Second Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They are transformed. You and I are not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Statism is a religion. It's the beast religion. Remember that video game years ago called Altered Beast? Or remember Rampage? Where you would take that, you would swallow that little vial of medicine and you would turn into a big monkey to beat the building down like King Kong or Godzilla. And then when he lost his powers, he turned into a skinny little naked dude that walked away. That's the transformed beast. They're transforming them. It's a religion. We fully admit to you that we have pure religion, undefiled. They have a religion that they're teaching. Only they get to teach it. Evolution. Not repeatable. Not testable. Not observable. Not science. It's a religion. They believe it by faith. They tell them, you can be anything you want to be. Oh, you want to be a doggy? Okay. We'll get you a doggy bed and some doggy treats and you can sit in the classroom. We'll let you pee on a doggy tree if you want to. Ah, it's funny, Paul. But do you see what I mean? This is their religion. They're teaching their religion. And they're getting away with it. They believe it by faith. They follow their faith. Well, what does their faith tell them? Well, if you're a girl and you want to be a boy, then by faith, take this medication. Take these hormones, pills. Wear these clothes. It's their religion. It's the religion of the beast. You get it? And it's found in the beast's school system. So what do they... By the way, it's that Baphomet religion, isn't it? Baphomet. Either male nor female. Baphomet. The religion. It's the beast. G-L-S-E-N, right? Will keep parents in the dark on their children's in-school gender transition, providing sexually explicit books to schools for free, and integrating gender ideology at all levels of curriculum. G-L-S-E-N leads the movement in creating affirming and anti-racist spaces for LGBTQIA, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. We are proud of our 10-plus years of collaboration with GLSEN and continue to support their mission, Target said. Oh. So you support their religion. You just support their religion. GLSEN calls for gender ideology to be integrated into all classes, even math. Oh, math has got to be about Fruit Loops now. Right? Math has got to be about Fruit Loops. They got to sexualize math now. 1 + 1 = 2. Got to sexualize that. Somehow. Why? They're perverts. It's their religion. It provides educators instructions on how they can make math more inclusive of trans and non-binary identities. So in other words, you are inundating these children with sexual confusion. Any type of sexuality integrated into children like that is going to confuse them. But LGBTQ ideology integrated into them, bombarding them with it, is meant to confuse their identity. That's what it's meant to do. In other words, GLSEN recommended that teachers intervene if students are making graphs about sex and gender to ensure it includes the ideology supported by GLSEN. When students are creating their own surveys, if they want to include data for biological sex, teachers need to be sure they include both intersex and other as choices. And if students want to include data for gender, a variety of choices needs to be included, such as gender, such as agender, gender fluid, female, male, non-binary, trans man, trans woman, and other. A lesson plan continued. Why? I'll tell you why, because they want to recruit them. Like I like to say to these fools every time I see them, every time I preach to them, wherever I'm at, I've done it all over the world. I was over in Scotland and I looked at them and I said, there are only two genders. Everyone today is here as a result of a man and a woman coming together. Nobody here today would be here outside of that. And they can't argue with it. They just don't say anything. They just cuss you out and flip you off and they can't argue with it. GLSEN also spotlighted recommendations from a teacher who discussed incorporating gender ideology into science. It took me 3 years of teaching middle school science before feeling comfortable enough to come out to my students as a trans man. Stop. What business do you have coming out as a trans man anyway to children? What does any of that have to do with those children? I'll tell you what it has to do with them. It's the beast. It's the transformation. That's what it is. That's why no one wants to ask the question, why do creepy Why do dudes dress like half-naked women? Want to read books to children? Nobody thinks that's weird? Nobody thinks that's inappropriate? Why do they want to? I want to ask them. I'm going to ask Moxie Foxy Bloxy that thing that's over there next week. Stay tuned. Next Saturday. Ride at the park. I want to ask them, why do half naked old, why do men want to dress like half naked women and read books? I'm going to ask them, why don't you answer me? Why do you want to do that? I'm going to ask him, why do you want to do that? Why do you feel the need to do that? Because normal human beings don't have a desire to get in their underwear and read books to little kids. And normal human beings don't have a desire to get into a woman's pair of underwear and go read to little kids. And why do you have a desire to go to apostate churches and do it? And see, I can't even get through this article. We were starting a unit focused on how identity impacts the practice of science, including the ways that specific groups are marginalized by normative ideas. By normative ideas! I don't know! You mean like male and female? I'm marginalized by normativeness. I'm marginalized by it. I feel very marginalized. Yeah, you should feel like a freak! You should! You should feel marginalized, you weirdo! About that, huh? Because normal human beings, even in their depravity, don't want to do that. This is why I make everybody mad. I can't help. I just can't say it like those guys do. I can't. I'm not like Paul Washer. I'm not like, what's his name? Bobby Bochum. I'm not like, John MacArthur. I just can't say things like them. I can't. I got saved out of a life of hell, man. I got saved out of absolute vile sin and wickedness. So I just can't talk like that. I'm just not that guy. I'm not that guy that can whisper little sweet nothings into your ear about things like, I'm just going to tell you, you're a raging pervert, and the flames of hell are at your feet. You better repent. That's, I mean, that's me. And this is why nobody invites me anywhere. And I'm okay with that, because I like being home anyway. I don't like going anywhere. Anyway, all right. Ah, all right. Oh, boy. Marginalized by normative ideas, the teacher said in the introduction to the unit. I shared my personal experience of the ways that trans people are often erased by the language used by scientists and medical professionals to describe bodies, patients, and health practices. Stop! Hold the phone! I just can't stand the ways that trans people are often erased by language used by scientists. You mean the people that actually look at observable, repeatable, testable science in front of them? And medical professionals. You mean the people that realize that the way your body's made up, you're either male or female? You mean the guy that would bring a dude into his office, and if the doctor and the man comes into his office, and the man says, I want a hysterectomy. And that doctor said, like, well, you don't have the right plumbing to have a hysterectomy. Sorry, you're a dude. We can't give you one of those. Yeah. We just feel like we're marginalized. We're very marginalized. Very marginalized. Yeah, I would say you would be. You should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's what you should be. As a teacher, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed enough to repent and believe the gospel and get saved by the grace of God so you don't burn in hell. In the words of a Southern lady one time, he said, hell! You can't tell people they're going to hell? He's out there telling people they're going to hell. You can't tell people they're going to hell. I didn't say hell. I said hell, lady. I said hell. I didn't say hell. Ah! Hey, can you tell I'm back? Okay, I'll keep going. To date, the retail giant has donated at least $2.1 million to GLSEN, which offers districts and students guidance on how to hide gender transition from parents. So literally, you stupid parents. Fools. Are sending your children to a place that is transitioning them, giving them ideologies of sin, wickedness, and evil, statism, the religion of the beast, right? No, Derek was like, you fascist. You fascist. You bigot. You bigot. You fascist. You fascist bigot. That was Derek. That's how Derek was. EJ Sixer. EJ Sixer. EJ Sixer. EJ Sixer. You fascist, you bigot, you J6er. That was Derek. Okay. All right. Look, I charge double for these, all right? I can't be giving you all these. That was it. You J6er. You fascist, you bigot. EJ Sixer. You cringy. You cringy. That's Paul's favorite right there. Okay. I told him, I looked at him and said, stop talking like a girl. You're not a girl. Stop pretending like you're a girl. That's not your real voice. Nobody talks like that. That's what I told him. You're not a girl. Stop faking. You're a man. Stop talking like a woman like that. He got mad at me when I said that. Yeah, I told him the truth. Stop talking like that. It's not your real voice. DJ Sixer. Ah, to date the I know. And some of your pastors would never ever do that in a million years, would they? They have too much. They're too professional to ever act like me. Oh, yeah, I know. For example, I got to move on. All right. My phone just rumbled at me. What was that? I don't even know what that was. Okay. For example, its policy for districts said the local education agency. Shall ensure that all personally identifiable and medical information relating to transgender and non-binary students is kept confidential. Are you listening to this? Staff or educators shall not disclose any information that may reveal a student's gender identity to others, including parents or guardian. This disclosure must be discussed with the student prior to any action. Well, then basically what they're saying is behind the parents' back. Parents on the left and on the right have expressed outrage over the school's policies and practices to keep their child's gender transition a secret. In some cases, schools will actively deceive parents. In California, a Christian teacher lost her job after refusing to comply with the district's gender policy, which she said would have required her to lie to parents. So they literally wanted her to lie to parents that their children were being influenced by GLSEN and the school's curriculum. And the child was being brainwashed. The child was being transformed. And then by the time it got to the parents, because the parents are disconnected from their child's life, because somebody else is influencing your children more than you are, and because so many women aren't home raising their children, that the beast system is raising them, raising them up in satanic beast philosophy. I knew immediately, like in my gut and my heart and my soul, that there was a decision I had to make, she said. Because, you know, these two things were totally butting heads, said Jessica Capia, who worked at Jarupa Unified School. Jessica Tapia says she was discriminated against for religious beliefs. Well, yeah, I mean, if you claim to be a Christian, you're working for the beast system. Yeah, that's not going to work. That will never work. For example, the defunct Biden Foundation, whose website is currently 404-D'd, partnered with Gender Spectrum, which provides districts gender support plans to methodically develop a system of concealment. This is Biden's organization. Does it surprise you? We've already seen enough video of Biden being a pervert. Like, I mean, he did it right in front of everybody. That's a no-brainer, isn't it? A Colorado school district used the support plan to implement a methodical system in place to keep parents in the dark on their child's gender transition in schools. According to documents reviewed by Fox News Digital, when a student elects to transition during the school year, the school should schedule a meeting with the student and parent's guardian, provided they are involved in the process, to ascertain their desires and concerns, its instruction said. Oh. That's what they do. That's what they're doing. That's public education. Coming to a city near you. If it's not there, it'll be there. When a student, okay, Target has faced backlash for its LGBTQ pride merchandise, compelling it to move their collection away from the front of some location after customer outrage to avoid a Bud Light situation. Many Target locations across the country featured tuck-friendly bathing suits for transgender people. I'm not going to explain that. You're old enough to figure that out. And don't you dare explain it on this comment thread either. That's enough that needs to be said about that. But the retail juggernaut has been criticized by some conservatives for displays with children's items, particularly irking many customers. Target's Pride Month partner, GLSEN, also seeks to ensure districts allow biological males to compete in women's sports. This is the natural outflow of feminism. It's the natural outflow of feminism. when women left the natural use, when women did that, then men will become women because nothing is sacred and nothing matters. Target's Pride Month partner also seeks to ensure districts allow biological males to compete in sports. Students shall be permitted to participate in all physical education, athletics, and other extracurricular activities according to their gender identities. Participation shall not be conditioned by requiring legal or medical documentation. Okay? Now, I have a question for you. Besides playing games in the backyard as a family or a bunch of children playing games or whatever, you know, like baseball or kickball or something like that, why would you want your girls competing in sports? Does any Christian have a biblical answer for that? What would be the reason to have your daughter jiggling up and down the court of basketball in front of a bunch of men? Like, what's the point of that? To be on Showcase, or putting your daughter in some kind of bathing suit and having her swim against men in the first place. First of all, she shouldn't be in a bathing suit. Or girls cheerleading. What's the point? What's the point in girls competing like men? I'm not talking about families, you know, stuff like, I'm talking about the whole professional thing. Why would girls even do that? What's the point in it? Like, what's the point in doing it? It's like, you think about that for a second. What's the point in Christians even being involved in any of that? Oh, my daughter won a trophy in basketball. I mean, it's not something that excites me, where I think, oh, that's great. Like, what's the point for girls to run track, wrestle, do everything boy-light? I'm not saying physical activity is wrong. I'm not saying running is wrong. It just doesn't make any sense to me that it has anything to do with their upbringing. It's the total opposite that I, like, men learn to be competitive on a number of different levels. You don't really raise your daughters to be competitive like that, in physical prowess. Gymnastics is the most perverted thing in the world. Perverted. But what's the point in it? So you have these Christian schools, which I say, what's the point in them? Here's where I get in trouble. What's the point in a Christian school? But, like, what's the point of it? Like, well, what's the point in a Christian school? It's just a way for women to be out of the home and not be keepers at home. I don't really see the point of... I don't really see the point in a Christian school even. I don't see the point. Not in America. So, I mean, you think about that. We could go, this has gone, this has evolved way farther. Right? It's evolved way farther. Because Christians just didn't say no. They started taking on the world light. Okay, keep going here. Bolt, I'm gonna take this off camera for a minute. Just so there's something in there I don't want you to. Full-time staff can also order sexually explicit books from GLSEN's Rainbow Library for their classrooms. One of the books listed for their 9th to 12th grade library is a book titled Beyond Magenta. The book has been described, has been criticized as disturbing. It describes a 6-year-old child as promiscuous, who engaged in fornication. It's advertising this 6-year-old child understood things about fornication. It's I can't even read it to you. It's so defiling and disgusting, I will not read it to you. I do not want that in the minds of your children. I do not really want it in your mind. I don't like the fact that it's in my mind. As an intentionally K-12 organization, we understand the importance of beginning conversations about LGBTQ people and families in elementary school. GLSEN said it is critical for elementary schools to establish a foundation of respect and understanding for all people. So in other words, they discuss things like pansexuality, fatness, and being non-binary. Begin the lesson by telling students today we're going to talk about identity. It says here that Target loses $9 billion amid Pride merchandising controversy. Target stock's value is taking a hit, leaving shareholders in the lurch as controversy continues to swirl. over Pride merchandising plans. Shares have dropped more than 12.6%. Shares have fallen for six consecutive days over that period. See, Target's been doing it a long time. Now it just got popular. Oh, I want to talk to you about the PSYOP portion of this. Now, Target in their public announcement, Target in their public announcement said, well, we're scaling back our transgender LGBTQ displays and putting it to the back of the store. And the reason we're doing it is because angry people, anti-LGBTQ people, angry people have threatened our workers and threatened our stores. So in order to deal with that, we're going to scale back. No, that's not what they're doing. They're doing two things with this. Number one, it's a PSYOP. It's a psychological operation. They're equating violence. Are you listening to me and paying attention? Because this is how Satan works. They're attributing violence to people who are against LGBTQ ideology being taught to children. So they're saying if you're against it, you're a violent person. Do you see what they're doing? The second thing they're doing is scaling back because of the $9 billion they've lost. But they're blaming you for it. And say, if it wasn't for you dangerous bigots, we wouldn't have to do this. They're trying to save face with the transgender community. So they're blaming you. And if you voice your opinion, and you stand up and say, I don't agree with Target doing this, well, you're just a violent bigot. 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 Like Derek said, you fascist, you bigot. BJ6er. That's what they're doing. Hey, hang on a second. So some guy is really angry at Paul's, it'll be fun. At Paul's sermon that he preached. Man, is this guy really fired up. He asked me for proof. No, I don't want man's words. I just want proof. I gave it to him. He asked me for Bible on it. On geocentricity. What did I do? I gave it to him. What did he say I sounded like? A flat earther. I gave him the list of verses. And I said, he said, you sound like a flat earther. I said, I gave you verses and you sound like a devil that's lost. I'm not saying he's lost because he doesn't agree with me or agree with geocentricity or he's wrong about that. I'm saying I gave him Bible. I didn't give him, oh, because you when you're traveling around the world and you see this like this, there's no curvature. And when you do this, then you see this, and like the flat earth is like the only doctrine in the Bible, dude. It's like the only one, dude. And if you don't believe the flat earth, then everything revolves around the flat earth. No, I'm just saying that because I just gave you plain Bible. I didn't give you anything else. I didn't give you my opinion. All I did was give you 281 verses that you requested. And I gave them to you. Okay, well, you sound like a devil then. Because you asked me for Bible and I gave you 281 verses. So anyway, that made him mad. I don't care if you tell me I sound like a flat earther. Because I'll just tell you, you sound like a devil. Because all I did was give you the 281 verses. So if you ever want to, if you want to make a comment to Tony Walker, feel free to. It's right there. So Tony, just so you know, if you wanted to be out in the open and have your voice heard. So now you're on my broadcast and everybody can see you. There you go. Because you wanted to come on here and openly oppose our ministry. So, since you're right out in the open, I just figure I'd help you. Not that you'll watch this, you just came on to scoff. But I did give you the 281 verses you asked for. They're right here. If any of you would like those 280 verses, they're right here. See? So anyway, this guy says, I sound like a flat earther. Why? You asked for verses, I gave them to you. What about the flat earth? Is that? It's all right there. 281 of them. Look, do you expect me to believe the Bible over science? Yeah. I expect you to believe the Bible over everything. I expect you to believe the plain words of God over everything. I don't have much respect for you if you don't. In fact, I don't have any respect for you if you don't when it comes to that. So, all I did was give you the Bible. And every step of the way, I knew you were just an attacker is all you were. But I gave it to you so you couldn't say you weren't given it, right? Anyway. All right. But check out those 281 verses right now. Pastor Dan Harden and Pastor David Ickes at GatewayAnabaptistChurch.com. Those are geocentric references. Good stuff. Real good. Okay. Tony doesn't like the Bible. Hey, Tony, get it. Yet you don't like the Bible. I didn't quote you any scientific facts. I didn't quote you. I just quoted you the scriptures. Because that's what you asked for. You asked for the scriptures. You say, I don't want to hear from some man. I just want the Bible. Praise the Lord. Here it is. What did you say? You sound like a flat earther. Okay. But did you read the verses? Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Elion. Well, Joshua 10:13, and the sun stood still. It did? It did. And the moon stayed. It did? Until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. Joshua 10:27, it came to pass at that time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded. They took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid. There you go. Hey, I don't know if I can believe that or not. Really? I can. How do you believe the virgin birth? I believe it by faith, by the power of Almighty God, by the gift of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Well, that'll make sense. All right. There is so much more we could say about this topic, but I think you get the point here when it comes to... By the way, here's another one, just to give you an idea. This is from the Epoch Times. As Target continues to endure backlash over its newly launched Pride line of clothing and merchandise for kids, retail giant is not alone. By the way, all of them are doing it. Old Navy, The Gap, Apple, Walmart, Kohl's, all of them. Some are just more blatant than others. All of them are doing it. All of them are pushing the beast agenda. By the way, in the end, who works with them? I'll show you. Ready? Turn to Revelation chapter 18. Verse number 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Oh, the merchants of the earth work with Babylon? Yeah, all of them. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. So these merchants of the earth, look at verse number 11. Actually, verse number 9. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication and live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and thyan wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of the most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horse and chariots and slaves and the souls of men. By the way, do you understand that proves that slavery is going to be here till Jesus comes? Till he puts it all down? And the fruits that thy soul lusteth after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. And thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. Every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors. And as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets. God hath avenged you on her." Mighty angel. There you go. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast in the sea, saying, "Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. The light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Thy merchants were the great men of the earth." Listen! Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Look! "And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth." You know, like Elon Musk today, who just got FDA approval to stick a chip in your brain for by thy sorcery, "for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." So are you surprised that all these merchants of the earth are working together? They're working the beast system? But what's there a surprise of? What's there to be surprised about? That they're all working together? That these big businesses are pushing this? That they're pushing the beast system and the fundamental transformation of every institution, of everything? No surprise. God said they would. God said the merchants of the earth would do this. Who are they? The Elon Musk, the Bill Gates, the Apple? Budweiser, beer companies, all these Christians out there saying, "Yeah, I'm done drinking Bud Light." You shouldn't be drinking liquor anyway, you drunk. What are you drinking booze for anyway, you drunk? Be not drunk with wine where there's excess, be filled with the Spirit. Sipping saints, boozing believers. What are you drinking it for anyway? Man, I just cannot figure out how people are so stupid. Christians, born again believers are so foolish. When I got saved, there's no way you could convince me. Actually, when I was lost, there's no way you could convince me as a lost man that God was okay with me drinking booze. I knew it was a sin. It's like now recreational pot is legal in Minnesota. It's the same thing as me saying, "Well, smoking one bowl, as long as I'm not completely trashed, okay. Eating one pot brownie, eating one pot brownie." Like, as long as I don't eat, like, two. is cool. So the Bible tells us over and over again to be sober. Be sober-minded. Warns about drinking booze. And then to hear people say that and try to defend that is just beyond, it's just beyond the understanding of things I got saved from. And they're playing around with it. And there's no fear of God for you to do that. Like, you don't have any fear. You're not afraid of that. You like not being afraid of pornography. A little bit of pornography is okay, just not a whole lot. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, everybody. Maybe you want to say hi here. Let's get to a song here. We'll play a song here. Give you a chance to say hi if you want to. And then we'll get out of here. I think I might do a video tomorrow, a quick one, if I have time. I might do one tomorrow on Tina Turner. Thinking about doing that. But it'll be more like a truck talk type thing.